I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Okay, we should be live. Hello, everyone.
Unfortunately for you, history will not stop.
Hello. There's been some bickering about how good people are at playing Fortnite in this stream.
Already.
All I'm saying is if Colin shot that guy while I was getting shot at, maybe history would be different. Maybe we'd be heroes. Maybe we'd be heroes.
This is absurd.
We could be heroes. Before we get started, by the way, I do want to mention that before we even started, we got a donation from Bloody Shirt Music for $5. Yeah, the first one was from him saying, Colin may have bad takes, but he is correct about DS2, and I can prove it on an Etch-a-Sketch. Dark Souls 2 is good, but it's not as good as the other Dark Souls. And then he sent us another $5 donation saying, chat, let's bully the fuck out of Hal this time to shake things up. Go for
Chet
it.
Chet did not listen.
Already on Colin.
But oh, yeah, what was it?
You were talking to
back on my case.
Oh, nice.
It says Hal not on screen.
You are cut off a little bit.
To be fair, Colin, DJB sent that to me before we started, so that's not from Eli.
Oh, no, Andy, you've got to click the X on the orange thing in the top right corner.
Huh? What have I got to do?
You have an orange pop-up on your top right on your...
I don't see it on my thing. I can see it on the screen, but I can't see it.
Riverside,
it's
on Riverside.
Is it? I can't see it.
Do you not see, bro, I'm literally just forehead gaming.
I mean, I can see it on the live stream, but I can't see it on any of the windows I'm using, which is
technical
strange.
Technical difficulty speedrun, oh my gosh.
What does it say?
Bruh. It says now I'm the shortest. No. Oh, man. Truly, I'm being discriminated against.
What does it say?
For people listening, you'll be shocked to know there's some slight technical difficulties, apparently. Yes, pass it back. Colin does have two dogs, by the way.
There's three, actually, but the third isn't down here.
All I'm saying is I can't actually like see that little orange box anywhere other than on the live stream. So I can't click off it because it doesn't exist.
Bro, I'm going to have to be forehead for the entire thing. I can see it so upright.
You just have to chop it off. It'll be fine.
This
Sorry,
is a
lads.
Certified Riverside moment.
Exactly. I can't physically click off it because it doesn't exist. Oh, well.
We pay for this.
Oh well, ignore that. It's fine.
Speaking of that, though, what's the topic today, boys? We're doing a little bit of a similar theme from the last tier list. We're wondering how you can eviscerate, maim, burn, just ruin enemies. And today we're doing not a character focused one, but this one is a weapons tier list. This one is for kind of all the more like generic ones in each faction, and we're gonna have to. I mean, we have to be stringent on this one though. There's only gonna be one, like or a few that has to be the absolute best.
Oh, Andy, we can't see anybody when we're doing it like this.
Oh, we're no. all for that.
Oh, no.
This is absolutely you.
This is a paid subscription to see our foreheads.
Oh, my gosh.
Coming back up, thank you for the 60 shekels. You better change the title of this.
To be fair, once we do the remaster, you'll see all of us in crisp, lovely. But like, it's frustrating. I can't physically see in this box that I have to click off. It doesn't exist. It doesn't.
Do we all have the box? Just wondering. Do we all have the box?
I don't see the box.
I don't.
Had one and I was able to get rid of it.
I don't see it. It doesn't exist. I'm sorry, folks. I can't physically see. Maybe if I can, like,
thank you. Michelle log saying they that. Hit us. They hit us with the hairline check.
It's a hairline check. There you go.
Unnecessary.
Also, we should finish reading incoming backups.
Yes.
Rank you signature weapons because ain't no way you are not including Galmaraz, the Sword of Cain, the Books of Nagash, and Cunning and Brutal in this list. I refuse. I'm afraid this is only 40k.
Indeed.
We can do a character weapons for fantasy at another tier list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But to be fair, we should probably start with the first one here because I think this is honestly we're gonna have opinions on this one.
I've got two more.
Are we able to get our heads on the side again? Is that possible?
Not that I can figure out.
Peter, install AdBlock.
Gotrek's codpiece should be top of S tier. Agreed.
Thank you.
Joseph Pollard. Thank you, Joseph. Hey, Lore Crimes, I want to thank you guys. Your videos will help me get over a rough year, and I'm earning my master's degree in social work today.
Oh.
Well, congratulations on that, and glad we could help.
Thank you,
guys, so much. Enough sap meme topic, 40K diss track ideas.
That's kind of 40K
epic
though.
Rap battles of history?
It's got to be Dorne and Perturabo.
Perturabo. Sure.
Dorne and
they're both
a
bad at
relationship
rapping.
With his children.
And Hulk keeps himself young through sacred. Bro.
Yeah. This guy's got the stash of goats in his backyard.
I swear to God, I could look 21 if I shave my beard. I swear to God. Like, I'm so young and hip.
Hmm.
I swear.
Well, good luck with your master's degree.
Good luck with your master's.
Yeah,
brother.
Good luck. That's huge.
Oh, another one by Explore says fair since Queen Bess would be number one.
Dude, big true. Luthor Harkon win.
In absolute stark capitals there, by the way.
Is pleased you decided to take a more round.
This is a good column I'm sending. Crimson Glory, $20, thank you. Gorechild and the Pale Spear, S tier. Yeah, definitely. You will catch these hands if you disagree. I agree, bro.
We've already done our Primarchs.
Check out the column in my chat.
Oh no, what have you put? What have you done, Eli? What have
you poor listeners.
Do not trust any of
your Warhammer stuff.
He's the Goonie Bomber. Oh no. Anyway, so I will say that this is going to be a generic weapon list. We've done the Primarch weapons last couple of weeks ago. This is just like bog standard stuff, but it's unique to 40K. And there's a lot of stuff that we could have put into this list. But unless you want us to be like, oh, there's 50 variants of Lasgun. Oh, the Mark IV shoots slightly slower than the Mark 17. Like, that would have been boring as fuck. So we're just doing, like, overarching, vague kind of list. But starting off, they've basically been put into, when I've put them on, and also Eli and Colin and Hal have been helping me, like, supplement these, and Eli as well. But I guess we're starting off with the Drukhari, which is an interesting way to start this.
Yuck.
This thing.
This thing.
Let me just check what it's called.
I believe that is a shard carbine.
If you guys angle your cameras down, they can see.
Yeah, I'm kind of trying to like.
Dude, this is huge. This is huge.
Yeah, it's like a blaster. It's like a Drukhari blaster. It's just an Eldar gun, but
what
purple.
This one possibly does, or they know what it can
it
do.
It shoots bondage at its enemies.
It's like a shuriken catapult, only they're poisoned, so you suffer extreme agony.
Yeah.
All right. Well, great. Now it's my nose and my eyes. This is huge. I think that's a shard carbine.
Mm.
Shout out to anyone who tell us who has the nicest forehead.
We can't see mine, so I'm exempt.
Dude, I'm giving Bricky a run for his money.
Shiny.
I always thought, to be fair, like, why isn't the forehead like just perfect advertising space?
Oh my gosh. We can wear banners on our foreheads.
Particularly for us fair-skinned folk who have giant noses.
You know, fun, I don't know about fun, an interesting forehead story.
Oh.
I once went to a convention where Stan Lee was there, and I got a Funko Pop of him, and he signed the forehead of it, and I've got it somewhere. Oh.
Nice.
Because that was like, where are you gonna sign a Funko Pop? The forehead, because it's the entire model. But yeah, and we got a 10k donation from Explore saying D tier now. Okay, it is a Drukhari weapon.
It's a nice generic weapon. I feel like it deserves. Yeah, I mean,
it's a standard nice faction weapon.
Yeah.
Hmm.
B tier. We give it C tier. I mean, it's the Dark Eldar thing. It whatever it hits is just insta poisoned.
Well, to be fair, it's the most boring way to start with a Drukhari, but now we've got a witch knife.
Ooh. No, you know what? That's fair.
It's a bit more jagged.
With holes in it.
Is that a witch knife or is that like the incubi sword?
It's a witch knife according to the wiki page.
Okay, witch knife.
Witch spelt with a Y.
No, that's different.
Witch, it's like a white knife.
Oh, yeah, no, that is for the witches then.
Ooh, we've lost Hal.
What do you mean we've lost Hal?
I don't see him on the stream anymore.
Where is Hal gone?
Oh my Hal. God, we lost Hal.
He's ascended.
This is
good start, good start. We're 10 minutes in and Hal has already disappeared.
Bro, I'm getting bullied by DJ Beast now. There's a hairline meme.
DJ Beast, leave my boy alone.
Which
we also got a donation from Block This Mix. For 2k, saying tier list for finest character drip in lore. Ooh, finest drip. Mm-hmm. I gotta be honest, other than Jagatai, of course, Fulgrim's kind of up there.
We got a $10 donation back. Thank you.
Sorry, internet died.
Oh.
Yeah, we were wondering where you went.
Oh, internet died. We're back, though. D tier already.
Shut up, Elf boys. Luthor Harkon doesn't care. Another D tier with this weapon.
Fair. I can agree.
I know, like, Dark Eldar weapon, like, just... Like, they always have this... Okay, I'm going to say... It'd be another bingo card moment here. There's just too much of, like, a kink... Like, they take the word kink in something a bit too far. Like, the weapons are just a bit too...
But that's
like,
their entire
I'm
going to
injure myself
faction.
As much. You'd never pick it up because you're just going to immediately, like, fall on it or something. Like. What's the next one I missed out?
This is a witch knife.
Does it have a description of what this can do to people?
It's a witch knife.
It's a witchy witch
knife. Looks like it's made to
according
take chunks
to
of skin out of you, but...
the wiki. Subtle details of their construction let them cut through all but the toughest armor. Which sounds like every 40k weapon I've ever read about.
Also, the holes in it just look extremely impractical. Like, they just get caught on things.
Well, all right. If that's the criteria we're judging by, get all of these off.
I'm gonna read these donations. Okay. Thank you, chat. You're very nice. Nomadic Gaming, $5. Fulgrim Snake Schlong SST definitely for being double-headed. Oh, my gosh. And the spread of all his failed Ferris Manus clones. Also, Eli dropped the Aussie knife ear meme. Why Australian? What is this?
he's Canadian.
What?
I appreciate it. Joseph Pollard, $5. Great old one took back one of their spawn. For the Hal disconnect. An angry homunculus, €5. Thank you, pounds maybe. Have you considered StreamYard as a replacement for Riverside? Their logo is a duck. Well, you've sold me there.
That's a very compelling argument there. We'll have to
we'll certainly look at it.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I don't know. Get the shard kybine. Put it in C tier. All right.
Yeah.
That stuff is strong enough to poison space marines.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Tier. That's fine.
We can put the witch knife in D tier. I don't give it.
I feel strongly about that.
We'll got another donation from Crimson Glory himself for $4.99, saying Colin makes Dark Eldar blush when he describes his kinks. I can't read.
Jeez.
It's got the jar.
It's only for the Terraria Dryad statuette.
Speaking of kinks, this is the Agonizer, and it looks like you can buy it from baddragon.com.
Put it in A tier.
A tier?
It makes me giggle.
it's uncomfortably like reason? Slick.
I don't have one. It's a whip.
B tier.
So imagine if Indiana Jones had an intense hatred for all living beings.
Yeah. What if Indiana Jones was into BDSM? Yeah. Yeah. He might be, but he's not very overt. Jones, in
but he's
how
sprinting
he...
in full leather.
Yeah, exactly.
It belongs in a museum.
I don't know who Oolong was, but I see who he is now,
he's
and that is
pig.
Funny.
I got called Oolong.
What's the next one there, Andy?
So we are now going it's on Chinese. To owl. This is a rail gun.
Rail rifle, S-tier. Actually. Actually, it's a rail rifle. It's like SR-8 tier. I think it's really it's a cool gun for just for randoms to be carrying around.
How different is it from like a Halo rail gun?
I don't know. It can blow a Terminator up in one shot. So I mean.
What faction is this one again?
Pretty comparable.
This
is the Tau.
I think it's at least A tier.
Can we put it in S tier? Because I remember like a year or two ago when the Tau railgun was making the rounds because it ignored invuln saves, and that was really funny.
I love that meme that Dredd did where it's just like, come on, let me shoot my fucking railgun. And then it's an orc player going, hold on, I've got 30 more dice rolls.
Dude, Shout out to Dawn of War, though, and the Tau absolutely eviscerating you before you even get close if you get on max difficulty.
Dude, hell yeah. That was my favorite part of all that. It's like, oh no, my character model. I have to learn how to play an army game. I can't just buy an expensive character and win.
Another one by our glorious Mr. Crimson Glory. He says, of course, Colin wants something that might be from Bad Dragon.
Yeah.
In A tier.
An Explorer for $2. Luther Harkon. Yep. Find it also funny. A tier. Thank you, Luther Harkon. And one from Explore is also named Queen Bess. If so, yes, Luther Harkon tier. You guys just love it.
You're
Luther
generous.
Harkon.
Thank you so much.
Explore is a big fan of Mr. Harkon.
Harkon's strongest soldier. Thank you.
I made the Harkon video. You can go watch it.
Yeah. He has a lovely smile.
Does.
So next Tau weapon. It's dislike. Just a pulse. It's just the pulse D.
Eh.
Is it, it is. It's kind of better than the standard
five,
of most other things.
Strength
yeah.
5, AP 4. That's
AP 4?
There's no way a standard
not AP minus 4. AP when AP had static values, it's AP 4.
The thing is, can I just be like, as someone who doesn't play the tabletop, it's the ugliest gun in the whole setting.
It's a stick.
It is just it's long brick.
Like, you know what it reminds me of? Like, are you familiar with like the brutalist architecture where it's just like tenement blocks and stuff where it's just like it's just a block of
I mean
like,
it does
concrete.
Kind of fit yeah it's a bit
it
so
looks
weird.
Like that but with a gun it's gross I hate it
I see that
it's very effective though
it's effective like but I feel like
before rapid fire
if you're not going to bring the riz what's the point
fire that's like in there and you get an extra shot
that's like playing Dark Souls and using a like a long sword like yeah it's effective where's the riz where's the style riz.
Give me my what's Abyss Watcher flippy flips
yeah exactly
Calling my left-handed Artorias greatsword.
So exactly, and use it in the left hand so you get the spinny attack. Yeah, exactly. Mm. Tau suck. Anyway, Eldar.
It's not D tier, bro.
It's not D tier.
It's like B tier. It's better than the Dark Eldar one.
But it looks so ugly. I don't care.
Yeah, but it's effective.
Yeah, but it is just kind of a brick.
It's a brick.
We're not only judging off of aesthetics, are we?
I don't
play
brick. Tau, so I
it's
am.
Like the he M1 Grand of like military that, stuff. It's iconic in some way.
You hang on. The M1 Garand is one of the sexiest weapons ever invented.
Okay, that
pigs, calm down.
There are so many great weapons going. Yeah,
a shrieking
also announces
awesome.
That you're out of ammo.
This man just called the M1 Garand ugly.
Oh, Paul time.
I'd light him up.
Because there's just too many of them.
Because it's a great weapon!
Not anymore.
What?
It's still... Ping! Ping!
Sorry, in the British military, they actually Ping. Still train... You still can do training with, like, World War II similar rifles. They still do that for, like very young junior...
Also, Lee Enfield. And things. Chef's kiss.
Dude,
Chef's kiss.
I'm blown away by the Garand slander right now. Holy
I know,
shit.
It's mental.
The ping is
especially
iconic,
with the ping.
Though.
Yeah,
the actual look of the gun.
Why is it 31% saying that you people are fucking scum?
Get out. Get out of here.
I think I haven't. I haven't replayed my TV for the last 6 days.
Okay, I'll tell you what, Colin. Tell you what. Would you still care about the gun if it didn't ping?
Thank you, Explore.
Yes! Yeah. It's a cool weapon!
So it's the sound of the gun, not the look of the gun.
The ping is you know, the iconic thing, but all of it is great.
The Garand ping is the icing on the exceptional cake.
I just like the ping.
Oh, it elevates it. But it's very
ping
good.
Is my childhood.
Garand thumb is goat at skill issue.
Garand thumb.
Just move your thumb.
DJ Beast, add that to the bingo cards. We appreciate M1 Garand mentions. It would come up a lot. What's the Eldar weapon here? Sorry,
shuriken thing lobber.
Shuriken catapult. I think that one's specifically an Avenger shuriken catapult, but there's no difference. One of them just has more shots.
It shoots filthy Xenos weapon stuff. This into S,
I'm very favorable towards it.
It's cool. It's a really cool gun. Shoots.
What's it do though?
I do like it as well. Actually, I would.
All I know is it shoots
it
failure because it doesn't kill much.
Oh my gosh! In the lore, it kills everything.
Does it?
The tabletop. It's honestly still pretty
cool. It's AP minus one, I think.
It's AP minus one for two shots on Guardians, three on Dire Avengers.
Is it better or worse than the Bondage Whip?
Better.
Come on now. Okay. I mean, yeah, it hits like anything that doesn't have a good armor save or an invuln save is not long for the world if you get enough of those.
I'll read this one out because it's appropriate. Brian Isaacs, M1 Garand S tier. It's not in 40k, but that would be quite funny.
It should be. The M1 911 has absolutely reached 40k.
Another one is Explore with Shut Up Flintlocks are our true weapons of pirate. I mean patriots, yes. Another one by Tom Warren. Your thumb is a small sacrifice for democracy.
And don't forget Rolf. Oh. Titans beginner to expert when. Also chapter legion drip tier list. Dark Angels are peak. True, big true. Mm-hmm. Also the Garland heresy shall not stand.
The Garland.
You got the spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, thank you, brothers. So
thank you, everyone.
The next one, though, I want to put this immediately.
Oh, S-tier for sure.
This is
one shot Space Marines in the books. Like, easy.
You get to actually see the green glow.
I would say A tier.
Okay.
Fleshling.
Can I explain?
Fleshling.
Yeah.
What? You've triggered
it's a fleshling. Look, you can't tell me that thing has any amount of satisfying kick to it. It's just a pew-pew beam.
Yeah, but it makes a cool sound, and it turns you to freaking atoms.
Eli.
Tears you apart.
Eli,
hurts more than the Dark Elder
I'm
gun.
Trying to be selective with it.
Eli.
Well, how about I kill you with it, and then we'll see how
you feel. Eli, in order to sway my judgment as the person who has the mouse click, can you make the noise it makes?
Oh my gosh.
I mean, it's killed loads of elves.
With your mouth. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I mean, War in Heaven, this thing is Elf Muncher.
That sounds like a flavor of crisps or a brand
so
of
many,
crisps.
So many Xenos have died to it, Andy. So many Xenos.
Yeah, a lot of Xenos.
Fucking Elf Muncher are okay, buddy. Have you heard Eldritch Storm upon you?
Oh my god.
More donations. $5.
You are Colin's strongest soldier right now. Where's Luther Harkon's tier list of his personalities? All S tier, surely. And Rob Sykes, $2. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, brother. The next one, though, is this one the Gauss Flayer?
It's a Gauss like Flayer. It's like, what if we had this, but it was better? So I feel like
this is the one that the Immortals carry, though, which is a little bit stronger.
It's Gauss Blaster.
Ah, that's the one. Flayers are different.
Because I don't like them both being in the same tier, can we put this one into A?
I'm
gonna because
have
it's like, that's the same.
Again, if those are both in the same tier.
Yeah, I was feeling like if they're both in the same, it just seems like, especially always because this gun looks so ugly. It's just a tube.
Excuse me.
It's a tube with an axe on it they never use.
As much
as
they even like just paint on the tabletop, these ones have glow effects, which a lot of guns, they don't. Right, the bolt gun doesn't even have.
Although, I remember watching the 9th edition trailer where a blast of this hits a Sororitas in her wrist and it just like slightly tingles her armor. It's like, is it that good? Is it really that good?
It dissolves her wrist, bro.
Yeah, she's like, faith, nah, mate, faith. Emperor's cool. Necrons.
I mean, we saw it before, and it completely like melted a guy.
Melted like a normal ass guy, but then like other marines, it seems to take like several concerted blasts. Otherwise, they couldn't be like, "Oh, my shield can take it."
Marines have concentrated plot armor.
Yeah, I don't beat that. I want to put that one actually in A tier, and I put the Gauss flare in S tier, just because the Gauss flare is more iconic, and even in the older models of the Necrons, that's actually. Like, it just looks damn cool.
Got and a bunch has a little of new blade. Donations, has a little boys.
Sort of bayonet at the end
fellas.
As well.
Thank you, fellas.
Crimson Glory donated another $9.99 saying, I own a lot of guns. Ooh, and my dream gun was the M1 Garand. I finally bought one. Hal, you forget that if it wasn't for the Garand, you'd be speaking German. Never disrespect the Elder Gat, M1 Garand. Now look here. It was a concerted effort with many nations, but I will admit the M1 Garand is great. Ping.
Explore if you don't respect. I think technically,
with my family history, they'd probably be speaking Russian, unfortunately.
Yeah,
we'd all World be War speaking II-wise. British right now.
So true, King.
Hoorah!
Hoorah. All right, freedom. We're getting into the fun stuff now. So we've kind of done some of the boring Xenos stuff. Imperium, baby, let's go. Starting off
here, just put it up there.
Chainsword.
It's a weird looking chainsword.
Put that at the top of S tier.
Yeah.
Does it even need to be justified at this
point? It's a chainsword.
Remember when, like, Dean Zelinsky from Gears of War fame was like, we put a bayonet on a gun. That's pretty cool. He's like, yeah, but it's not a chainsword, mate. Gotta be honest. Like, it's a chainsword bayonet.
Yeah, there are chain bayonets in some things, which is just. It's just the perfect Imperium, like, just over the top, done. Yeah, but we love it, though. I mean, again, it's probably not that effective against actual armor.
I think in real life it would be a completely ineffectual weapon.
It would dink, but, you know, Tyranids in that Space Marine 2 trailer, it does mulch.
Yeah, I've seen, like, one of those expert reacts videos where a guy who's, like, an armor expert is like, all the teeth would ping off within the first, like, couple of guys you chew up with it. And then it's just like ineffective, but it's cool looking, and that's what counts.
Yeah, the only downside to the weapon they say in lore is like basically they fight too many enemies, it just gets clogged.
Even with Khan,
quote unquote, meat.
Even with Khan, when it's not the chain sword, but it's a chain axe, where he's like, oh, Angron broke it, and then he like was the only guy who's like, how about we like retrieve the tips? Because they're pretty important, they're quite strong. And he was like, Mechanicus, do my labor, do it. Or I'll punch you. Oh, Khan, you always
explore, say explore again. Thank you, brother. He says, we need Luther Harkon tier for truly great weapons like chainsword to go with Queen Bess.
Oh, gosh. Maybe we need to do a Pirates Total War campaign right now with this guy. Yar. Just for you, explore.
Yar.
Yeah. All right, we got a weird one now. I put this in because I have, like, I like this because in the Space Marine game, this is the Vengeance launcher. It's like a grenade launcher.
The only reason
I put it in is because Sidonis, there's a point where you pick it up in the game and Sidonis goes, a Vengeance launcher. That sounds promising. Like, yes, it is. I just like that remark of like, yep, that's proper 40K. It's a grenade launcher. It's called the Vengeance launcher.
Have grenade launchers, it's cool.
No, yeah, it's weirdly unique. I think it was made for the game.
What the it's also in Bolt Gun. It's very fun to use. It sticks in enemies, then blows up.
Yeah. Cool. I think it's better than this.
Wish we had more grenade launch things.
Yeah, grenade launcher. It's not the China Lake, so it's great. I'd hate the China Lake.
Well, that one in Destiny 2, I can't remember what it's called. The Lion.
It's not more iconic than the Necron one, surely.
Yeah.
It's just actually a video game weapon, pretty much.
But it's,
now I said
that. Yeah, but I feel like it gives it more points because it's so fun to use when it does show up.
Hmm.
Like, I can use the grenade launcher in more than this is a stat. Great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's fun, because it's also time release. It's like, you stick them, and then you get to watch them go, oh, fuck, before you, like, let it go, and then they blow up. So you get to see the look on their face.
Yeah, stuff. Green.
This is a Catan phase sword that the Assassinorum use. It just looks like a green, like, lollipop, but it is honestly, like, the Catan phase sword.
Is this one where it just vibrates through things?
Yeah, it like cuts cool. between it molecules.
Phases through. That's an ATO for sure.
It's got to be pretty high.
ATO for stolen technology. Flesh ends could never.
B? How?
Eli, they made a weapon from the shard of a god, and it's just a green stick.
Yeah,
man, truly.
But
hates
have you seen? Really well.
Doesn't actually it's pretty.
But have you seen that scene?
It's a green stick.
Yeah, and it's a good green stick.
It's really good stick. It's like, have you seen that scene in Hammer and Bolter episode one where the assassin cuts the guy in half and it does that Akira moment where the guy gets like, and he splits in half.
It's D tier. Thank you, Explorer. For thank you, Explorer. Bucks.
It's not D tier. Naughty.
Just leave it in A tier. Just leave it in A tier. Oh my gosh.
Put it behind the flare. There's no way that's more iconic than a Necron mainline weapon.
Yeah.
It killed Conrad
Kurz. The actual assassin is the true weapon.
It killed a
it?
Primarch. Yeah. Saying.
Did it kill a Primarch?
It killed Conrad.
An unarmed, defenseless Primarch.
Doesn't
to be fair.
Still count.
a Primarch who was leaning over, exposing his neck, being like,
if it were
right
a defenseless Starlin, it would still count.
Put this in D tier because it makes me think of the Primarchs.
How about we just put it above the Eldar weapons?
But Gilliman's a Primarch.
This is a shooter.
It's a shooter.
It's a shooter.
Can it be an A just because it's so iconic? Yeah, I just love it.
Is it though?
What do you mean, is it though?
No, like, orcs are iconic, but the shooters aren't.
I mean, we're not going for deadliness.
Daka. It's the orc Daka, thing.
Yeah, but Daka is iconic, but the gun is the tool to get the Daka. It's not the iconic thing itself.
Yeah!
So that's true with every gun, isn't it? We're not putting bolt rounds on the tier list. It's the bolt gun.
Yeah, but like when you play bolt guns, it's there and it's like
B tier at least.
They don't work really, but it's only because they believe it works that it does.
It's fun though. Like it's just you pull the trigger, you're not going to hit anything, but it's funny.
Yeah.
God, Explorer saying, I saw someone say, add chainsaw to Queen Bess. You're fucking smart.
Thank you,
Explore. Are you having a good day? Yeah. My man's having a good day today.
So this one, I believe, is just like the bolt sniper rifle that the Scout Marines tend to use.
Eliminators, cool. Scout Marines. It's not many models that have it. Yeah, it's not many models that have it at the moment. I don't know any characters that use it as well within the 40k.
Hey, who doesn't like sniper rifles?
There isn't
Black Templars don't like sniper rifles. There you go.
Yeah.
They're like, fucking coward. Ugh.
I think it's safe to put it in B, like just at the end of B, because it's not.
Yeah, it's fine.
Everything above it is better. Everything below it is worse.
All right. This one's got to go high. Storm Bolter.
I put it A. It's a cool gun.
Is this the one where it's like it's the old, really like chunky, literally like a cardboard box?
It's like two magazines and it goes.
Machine gun.
It's like what if you had a Gatling gun in your palm? It's great. Oh no, the commissars like Yarrick can use one because he's mental, but other than that, only like Space Marines can use it.
It's just such an iconic weapon, like this one particularly. I don't know if it is basically the I know other things will be more iconic though, so I don't know if I want to put it straight into the top of S tier or something.
It deserves A too.
It looks awkward.
That's the whole point, though, isn't it?
It's meant to. It looks too goofy.
It looks cooler when a Terminator is holding it.
That is fair, especially like the Death Hulk or Deathwing, whatever, the 3D one that's made of nothing but glitches and bugs. Looks very cool in that one.
Yeah.
I think we're happy. We have
Laz pistol.
I think that's just a pistol.
Laz pistol. Rest in peace.
Laz pistol, like whatever.
Yeah, I feel nothing.
Yeah, it's
Laz Sergeant gets to shoot it once per game and then die.
Yeah. And he might hit someone in a cock hole, especially
Explore
if they're an orc.
Luther
Archon lore.
Dude, always then you cringe D tier, not enough black powder. So true.
Amen.
Is this a power sword?
This is a power sword.
I love
that's
power
pretty cool.
Swords. Put A or S tier.
No, put it A tier.
I'd actually even argue B, just because I think, unfortunately, this is more like, this is a weird argument here.
How?
This is not for the applying for the last gun, but. We enough power swords, everyone has it, and it's not 40k enough. The design of it.
I see that. I mean, it's all, like it's also
like
it's
literally
a sword with a
it's a carbon cutout of a sword. It's just not.
Yeah,
like, the
but
storm
it's got power in it, so it can cut better.
It's
so
in it.
So it's a worse lightsaber.
Yeah,
kind of. Yeah.
Do you guys reckon it would actually be able to like? Do you reckon it could like actually stand up to a lightsaber?
Technically, because it's electrified,
because
it
has a power field. Yeah,
it has a power field.
Yeah.
Seen
it's a lot heavier than a lightsaber, so it probably chunk someone down quite a bit.
I literally saw an image today on like I think it was like I can't remember what it's called on Reddit, where it's just like the imagine. I think it's imaginary Warhammer, and it's a Flesh Terror ripping off Kylo Ren's arm. And so I was like, oh, that's kind of fun. And he's just there like, ow! Yeah.
I just don't think it's A tier. I think it's top of B.
I mean, yeah, it's just kind of a... It's a sword.
Yeah, it doesn't give anyone... No one's like, oh,
sword made out of God gets beat by the power sword.
I don't agree with that. Well, no, I do agree with that. I hate that thing.
Actually, can I put the power sword below the deck, below Orc? Yeah, that feels better.
Okay.
Explore another one from Explore. Sword cringe, not enough black powder. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, brother.
You are Luther Harkon's strongest soldier.
This is a weird one. This is a Volkite weapon.
Oh, those are cool.
Ooh, I don't often see these.
Brutal in bolt gun.
Mm.
This is the one where it's not quite a plasma gun, but it's seen. It was like a thing where it was like quite big during the Horus Heresy, and they kind of forgot how to make it until they burst Horus Call.
Yeah, it was like during the Horus Heresy, they were a bitch to make, and then they were like, we could give every Space Marine these in the Great Crusade, but then we can't mass produce them because it's such a pain in the ass. We'll just give them bolters. And then they forgot how to make them.
It's quite the DJ Beast post.
Oh, no.
Prepare yourself, chat. We have Bunny Cop $5. Thank you.
Oh, good.
Thank you, brother.
That's kind of S tier. Dawn of War Trident
outfit. What does that even mean?
My Sentinels / HWTs to destroy all the armor. That's right. Sentinels for life, baby.
I don't want to explain. Try to explain the meme. Cthulhu got this man's brain fried. Oh my god! No, I clicked on Instagram. Fuck. M1 Garand for life. Ignore this human Jackbox game. Thank you, brother.
Funny.
I don't even know what to make of that. It's just this man's operating on like a brain tier above me.
Homunculus. Catan phase sword versus vortex. Very true. Vortex grenade. Just throw it at the phase sword. Lost in the warp. L.
Yeah, I guess. Here's a weird one. Zyklos Needler. Are we done with the Volkite? Is that fine?
I'd say A's good.
I think it's B.
It's one of those games that's so fun to use in bolt gun. Like I used that thing, and you pointed at a Lord of Change, and then there's no more Lord of Change.
Yeah. And to be fair, when it turns up in the Heresy, it's also like, oh, it got serious. Yeah.
We got Explore once again. Thank you. I'm not strongest. I'm weakest. Luther Harkon doesn't see it fit to send more to say word of Luther Harkon.
Thank you
for spreading the word.
Brother, whatever you're having, we want some.
put that thing in tier.
No, Needler. This is in the Eisenhorn books because it's quite a cool weapon in the in that series where essentially the Needler is described as it's got like quite high ammo capacity, and it essentially is like a low recoil, like really quick close quarters gun. The pellets are obviously literally like needles though, so they're pretty cool. It's often, but with most people who actually have a Needler, they're often dual wielding them, so I actually think I'd put into at least top of B.
Top of D.
Just because when it shows up, it's pretty cool.
Top of C.
I have to say.
Andy moment.
Donation by Nomadic Gaming. Thank you, brother. It says, Squigs are boy gob tier because if orcs realized what they can do with destroying suns, they would eclipse quarks. Also, Grand Thumb meme vids, S tier.
And Parker Summer, Charles Dance as Commissar Yerrick. What do you think? Well, thank you, but I don't know who Charles Dance is.
He's Charles Dance is
Tywin Lannister.
Yeah, Tywin Lannister.
From Game of Thrones. Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, I still haven't seen most of that.
Maybe.
He'd get away with it. I think he'd be better as the lion because I'm sure they base the lion off him.
What is that?
This is a missile launcher.
Oh, Horus Heresy. That's a Horus Heresy missile launcher.
So that massive,
that
like, camel hump.
Thing goes on your shoulder, I guess.
Yeah, the models
that's
have
the thing
that.
They killed Shinzo Abe with.
I think it's cooler than the modern 40k one. Like, this one actually has like a proper slotting missile section.
Have sex.
Feels bad. Rip that guy.
Brian Isaac says Eisenhorn's first sword was a relic lightsaber.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. I don't remember who says that.
We can't. That thing's an abomination.
What's
it's a funny abomination, though.
It is funny, but that's. I think if I saw someone pull that up on me, I'd laugh.
It's the pioneer of Warhammer rocket launchers.
It's definitely like original classic 80s Warhammer with like, yeah.
That's
we
fair.
Don't know what we were thinking.
I like classic 80s Warhammer is a nice split between this is the coolest thing I've ever seen and maybe you should have put this one back in the oven.
Maybe you should have put the drugs away. It was
the 80s. It was a coke.
Yeah. Oh, the Javelin, yeah. That's the name of it. Oh.
Yeah, Javelin launcher. Lightning Claw ST.
I love Lightning Claws.
I do love a Lightning
also
Claw.
Also so impractical, but man, they are cool.
Honestly, why is it... How is that even a thing? Like, it surely is the dumbest light weapon.
It's up there.
Other than the Power Fist.
Power Fist is more practical than these, bro.
The Power Fist isn't more practical, because apparently, like, it's not like... In my mind, the Power Fist would work as if you, like, raised it above your head, then, like, literally bonked someone.
I think all you have to do is, like, swing with it and it just.
But apparently, you punch harder. But in reality, you'd just be, like, a really slow. Like, it'd be like, handing someone a bowling ball.
It's slow, but it's, like, it hurts. Yeah, it's if you hand someone a bowling ball hard, it's going to hurt them. It's going to
be. Why
is
it got high AP?
Well,
how is that? Because
it's a power weapon. It's a power
lightning, baby.
Think of it this way. You know that scene in Resident Evil 5? You know that scene in Resident Evil 5 where Chris Redfield punches a boulder into a... like, instead of having to rap a tap, you just go once and it's over. And that would be perfect. That's what it's
for. We got another shout-out for you, buddy.
Oh, no. is this by DJ Beast again?
Luther Harkon says S-tier or Luther Harkon tier. Thank you.
Thank you, Explore.
Do I even want to see this one? In Carcosa right now, throwing up the yellow sign. She king on my in yellow till I cook Lulu.
That is truly foul.
Oh, no. Right.
People who are listening later on, there's some absolutely foul memes in the live
chat.
Foul
is my new Colin.
All right. I've got a confession to make. Oh, I don't really know what this is. This is called a Weber.
Oh, the Gene Stealer cults have these, I think.
Oh, that's why I don't care. All right, cool.
The same name as a goddamn
grill. Like a Weber barbecue or something.
Where do we get the George Foreman bolt gun?
It's an exotic non-lethal weapon used to immobilize a target. It fires masses of filaments, which expand in the air to form a web of sticky, near unbreakable material. Colin, when he sees Morathi, targets are quickly entangled in a painful embrace. If they attempt to struggle, the filaments constrict even more, further entrapping them.
Hallis British.
So it's
just you're just busting a nut, yeah.
the nut gun.
It's the goo gun.
The Gene Stealers have these.
Can we give it C tier for Coom? Just put that at the top. So we don't need to talk about the bolt gun. We don't need to think.
Do you moan when you use the Weber gun?
Oh my gosh.
I do.
It's like we're gonna leave that one on the drawing board. Never mind.
At least Colin is human, bro. What are you talking about?
Oh my gosh!
I can't believe they dehumanized you,
Mark Zuckerberg.
Mark Wahlberg.
So this one's kind of boring. It's just a shotgun.
Am I gonna like lean into the microphone and say, "What does give me the Zuck mean?"
It's just a shotgun.
It's just a shotgun.
It's not even like Halo shotgun where it's like, "Oh, that's quite a cool shotgun." It's just a slab. With a trigger.
It's the shotgun version of the Tau brick.
Yeah, exactly.
Captain Thunderhammer. $4.99 European dollars. The Horus Heresy missile launcher is so effective because you're too busy laughing at its ridiculous appearance way before it kills you. Very true. Thank you for the $5.
I quite like the Thunderhammer. I just wish it was better. Like, I've just been betrayed by it in game.
Thunderhammer is S tier, bro.
It hits on a four.
They've done it dirty on tabletop for the entirety of its existence, but it's so cool. It was 30 points back in the day.
Gabriel Angelos alone does a lot for this.
30 points?
Yeah, holy, and it doesn't do anything more than a Power Fist, which was like 10 or 15. It just concusses you, so your initiative becomes 1, but you have to actually get there and wound them first. And you're hitting last because
the game
you're...
anymore.
Yeah. It's the coolest weapon ever in my opinion.
It is part of that incredibly cool duel in the Night Lords trilogy where... The character Zal fighting Genesis chapter.
Yeah.
Shout out Genesis chapter. And they have their one champion who just rocks up with a relic shield and a thunder hammer and just takes on most of them except, and then the last guy, Zal, appears and he literally dies to this guy technically, because he says I think it was, he said to Talos, he says, did you get hit by the thunder hammer? And he went, yeah, I think I'm okay. I got hit in the head. And he went, no, it must have grazed you, because if the thunder hammer hit you on the head, you'd be dead. Yeah.
You would have no head.
Yeah.
I think he goes above Lightning Claw.
It didn't injure an emperor, is all I'm saying.
I would rather bash somebody's skull in with a thunder hammer than kill somebody with a lightning claw.
I don't think the satisfaction would be nest here, to be honest with you. So.
Okay, all right, okay.
No, I think any
okay, whatever. It's an nest here. I'm happy enough.
You can't tell me that both of those are in the same pedigree as the bolt gun. Like that,
I mean, lightning claw. Bjorn's got one. Emperor was wounded by one.
Yeah, bro.
They're pretty cool.
I think the shuriken catapults are cool. Even I admit that they're not much higher than B tier at best.
Yeah, but shuriken cannon just looks like kind of weird. But like that is like, yes, it's impractical, but it's just like
but the
claws.
Dude with the Wolverine claws doesn't.
Yeah, Wolverine claws are way cooler than whatever this is.
DJB's.
Yeah, Zuck, I opened my mouth.
Zuck
yeah.
is a lizard. Hal is the creature from the color of outer space. Bro, he's almost in
I'm
that
liking how the
research.
Chat has committed to bullying Hal more than Colin this stream. It's good.
Good. What is that thing?
It's a stub gun.
Paid for it.
It's been taken as garbage.
Garbage. Auto cannon.
Oh my gosh.
This is like what Terminators use when they're just like.
Give it A or B tier.
Give it top B tier.
I must say, it's really cool in the 10th edition.
I've always not bothered to use it in game.
It's a portable tank gun.
I'm once again going with a Deathwing because when you hit the fuller auto button on the Gunner class, whatever that's called, it's just like, this is good.
Milahov says, Thunderhammers are cool, but imagine scratching your scrotum with the lightning claws.
Dude, you get
that's
that.
That's a
itch.
Hal sentence right there.
That's a training failure
what
right
is that
there.
Thing?
This is a grab gun.
The thunder gun? Oh.
A grab gun? Oh, those
Gravity
were like,
gun.
Those are the sort, root of all evil.
There's like, it's the BFG of bolt gun. It's like, yeah. Get rid
of
everything.
They crush you with gravity. That's how gravity works.
I like that idea. I just kind of wish it was like it did more wacky things. Like suddenly you're going sideways now.
And to be fair,
like it's Gary's mod.
It's so obscenely power that it's never in the setting, because if it was more in the setting, then you wouldn't have any problems. Like, oh,
there must be a gun, like a Dark Eldar one that just inverts someone inside out. Because that would honestly be hilarious.
That's the grab gun.
Precisionator.
Yeah. Oh, we got a good one.
Inverter anuser.
Heavy bolter.
Oh, heavy bolter. I love the heavy bolter.
Heavy bolter.
Black hole.
We're dreadnoughting again. The same weapon is going in different tiers.
I'm just saying, bolt gun, heavy bolter. So cool.
This is a subjective tier list. But to be fair, this one, next one coming. This one is actually like,
oh, here we go.
Generally, my favorite.
Is this a plasma gun?
Plasma gun.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. Honestly, because well, like it just does hit the tone of 40k right, because it's technically less effective than other things they could make, but it's just iconic.
And
good old hellblasters. love me hellblasters that shoot on death.
It's so cool and so powerful. They might kill you. Yeah, that's very Warhammer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. To be fair, I definitely was playing a game recently, and when I was using Hellblasters, the guy who was overwatching me took more damage. That was fun. That was fun. What's the
flamethrower?
It's just a flamethrower, but I sure like it.
I mean, it's a flamethrower, A tier, because it's a flamethrower. Russian Badger.
I love war crimes.
As a world's strongest salamander simp on the tabletop only. flame is fun. Overwatch.
This guy.
Bro. No, bro, like, seriously.
You.
No, bro. On, because now you can overwatch in the movement phase as well as the charge phase. So by the time someone even gets close to you, you can. Like, if you're going for an all flamer list, like, mostly, like, no one can even get any melee army. Like, I was playing against Tyranids. My poor friend who has only Tyranids with, like, no range, they didn't even get close. It's just like.
I want to do that with warp spiders, because they also have torrent, but they get D6 attacks, and you can take them in a unit of 10.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Flamer like, soups are also cool. I don't even know if they exist anymore, though. Thank you, GW.
It is cool, to be fair.
Lasgun.
S tier. Sure,
that's the top of the damn list.
I don't think it's above bolter, but
no.
It's sure cool.
It can't go above a chainsword or a bolter, surely.
It's got to be right behind the chainsword, though. I mean,
yeah.
Surely it's the most iconic weapon in the setting, though.
Bolt?
Surely.
Nah, no. Bolters, wow. That's like saying the Imperial Guard are more popular than Space Marines.
Exactly, yeah.
I mean...
like it's the weapon of the people. Like, the bolt gun and the chainsword is the weapon of the poster boys. Like, it's...
Hmm. I feel like even in, like, in universes, like, just reading, like...
Well, that's like saying the Magnum in Halo is more popular to everyone in the world than the assault rifle. It's like, yes, everyone loves it more than the assault rifle in-game. But it's not as iconic as the assault rifle in, like, the posters and the material.
Yeah.
Like, I just know my opinion on the assault rifle in Halo. I'm like, ugh. But, yeah.
Oh, my God.
We can't start this again.
We can't start this again.
Moving on, Guardian Spear.
Oh, it's okay. I don't think it's that cool.
Reminds me of Ruby, so I hate it.
Of who?
What is that?
The Rooster Teeth fucking
animation.
Started out good, turned abominable anime thing.
Why did it go so downhill? By the way, because I didn't keep watching.
I think it just did. I don't have an answer for you. It just kind of tumbled.
Kind of followed along with the company, didn't
much
it?
Like the company.
Yeah. Shout out to everyone who's like in chat. Was that their like their youth and their childhood of listening to Rooster Teeth? R.I.P. They're finally gone now. So it's a
put them out their misery.
You gotta put it like that.
No, sorry, that's not the right way to phrase it. They unfortunately are closing down. Well, they closed down, and damn. They had a
it's
run.
About
they had a run.
Damn. What is that thing?
This is the Assassin.
Vindicare.
Oh. It's a sniper off.
On tabletop, I've not had much luck with this, other than almost one-shotting a rhino. Which was not the intended target.
It's a cool weapon.
Yeah.
It deserves to be with the bolt sniper for surely.
Yeah.
It's cooler than the bolt sniper.
Put it up a tier.
And yeah, you know, it has three different ammunitions and whatnot.
Hmm.
Oh no, right. I voted wrong on the poll. Oh no, this is bad.
Horse gun.
No.
Halo assault rifle needs some love. I gotta.
Come on.
Okay. After what you anyway. People did to it on the tier list.
Next one.
You people!
I was Crozius not part Arcanum. Of putting that in not
who you call
S-tier?
It your people?
Oh my gosh. Crozius Arcanum.
I argued for it!
I love this melee weapon.
I really like this because it's honestly just it's hitting someone with like a church ornament.
Yeah.
Rooster Teeth is like that beloved pet that got too old, but you couldn't bear to put it.
It only makes me sad, though. It makes me sad. Like, not sad enough to watch anything.
I think that was the problem.
Like a pity watch. Oh man, do you know what's really funny about that? I actually, you know, they had their own like subscription service, like Colin, back in like, yeah. was it Star or something like that? Or like
the Rooster Teeth thing, whatever.
Yeah,
it was.
Like so you could like get extra content.
Yeah,
I signed up for that for like a month and I wanted to, oh, there's some cool stuff. Didn't really like it that much. Didn't realize they charge you every 6 months. So wow. That thing, I was like, I literally got a thing. I was like a year later being like, what is this charge on my like detail? And I was like scrambling. I was like, Rooster Teeth? Why are they charging me?
I had to
email them being like, why are you still charging me? And they're like, well, you signed up. And I was like, shit.
Captain Firesplitter, €2/pounds/European dollars. Orc Shop is S tier, steel pipes, enough said, yeah. Steel pipe sound effect.
The orc chopper. We haven't got to the chopper yet, but we will do. Wait, where do we put the... Oh, wait, where do we... What was the... What list do we put the thingy in? The last one?
It was the sniper, wasn't it? Or was it the
It was the Crozius.
The Crozius.
Oh, the Crozius.
I do love
it. I feel like it's not as cool as like a lightning claw, but it's cooler than a plasma gun.
It's like you're why does the Crozius to death with a cross?
yeah.
Why does it go through armor? I never understood that.
Yeah,
it's like, okay.
With a crucifix.
It's a power weapon.
Because it's armor.
Oh, okay. I never realized it was like powered up. I always just thought a chaplain was just beating a little man to death with like a heavy
stick.
Yeah.
It's like a mace where it's like a you know, because it's like just, a mole. You're getting bludgeoned.
Yeah, I think it was AP4 back in the day.
So like it doesn't matter if the armor isn't breaking, if you, the meat inside of the armor is breaking.
If you like bounce around enough inside of your armor, that'll do.
you know, breaking up bones.
It's like how cars without crumple zones just transfer all of the momentum directly into your body.
You are the crash test dummy.
The car is fine. You are not.
Yeah. The next one is the Tech Marine / Mechanicus axe.
Like servo harnessless axe.
It's cool.
I mean, it is
servo
pretty.
Arms are cool.
It has a intent. It currently has a thing where, like, if a vehicle dies near you, apparently the Tech Marine goes crazy and the power axe jumps on, like, doubles in strength, and so you can get it's like a vengeful thing.
A vengeful axe.
I do like that too. There's not many things in the actual setting that have like halberd design, a good halberd.
This is making me think of scene in Men in Black, where it's just like if a tank dies near a Tech Marine. And then the Chaos Space Marine's like, oh, I'm sorry. Was that your auntie? Bang, bang, bang.
What is the weapon here? This is just a Primaris Marine.
This is Relic Shield / Storm Shield.
Isn't that the opposite of a weapon?
Primaris.
Yeah. This just represents, there's also, I think I did include, I don't know if I sent that one, Andy. There's one where I sent it, which is like a Storm Shield.
This guy wishes he could be a Storm Shield.
It's a generic weapon. And funny enough, the reason it has to go in D tier is because it doesn't give you any extra like defense if you take it as a weapon option.
That's really stupid.
What does it give you?
It looks cool.
What? Surely it gives you an invulnerable save.
No, I can't remember. I just know it is utterly useless.
So just put it. What? Then why does it even come in the model?
It does something. It's plus one armor save or something.
Oh, let me check on the actual thing.
Surely I'm sure it's also like. I'm sure it's also like
you get to say you have it.
It's just like I know, like I'm pretty sure the lore is like the skeleton on the front is the skeleton of a space marine that's died. You know, that's kind of brutal. Huh. Like, my fallen brother. I'm gonna put on my shield. Fuck it. Yeah, that's cool.
I can respect that. That's pretty.
But it's like, does it do anything? Nah, not on the tabletop. It's just cool looking.
So it's how most of these weapons would be in real life.
Yeah.
What is? What am I missing about this one?
This is the Nemesis.
It's a forehead.
Nemesis, which is four-star force.
Forehead stuff. Gang.
I mean, if this represents all force weapons, then it probably is A-tier.
Yeah, we could put it... Yeah,
or
I mean,
even
yeah.
S-tier, but... You use your brain to explode somebody with a stick?
Respect that. It's like the ultimate conclusion of finding the perfect stick on the ground as a kid.
Yeah.
I say as a kid, like I wouldn't grab that thing and bring it home now.
And then use it as a walking stick and going, I'm going hiking. It's like, you're like 10 steps from the car. So I'm taking this home.
Don't care. Fellas, perfect stick or perfect rock?
Mm.
Oh, I like the perfect rock.
I say I'm going rock.
It does get an invulnerable save. I take that back.
Okay.
4+, I think.
Grey Knight weapons, all the Nemesis are really cool.
Nemesis force weapon.
Halberd.
Same with regular force weapons. I think they're cool.
Colin, are you with me on like halberds being kind of sick?
Oh, dude, halberds
are
awesome.
Shout out to my by the best weapon build in Dark Souls 2. Halberd.
Although,
the
Bunga. They named it incorrectly in Dark Souls, though. They didn't call it a bardiche. They called it something silly. It's like that one-bladed side pole arm. It's like they call it something like the halberd. It's like, it's a bardiche, you philistine.
It's probably just like a mistranslation or something.
Is there anything that makes Dark Souls 2 tolerable to do another playthrough?
All right.
Having a weapon that strong.
I'm not doing it.
Necron rubbish.
Ophidian, or not Ophidian, Scorpec Destroyer swords.
Yes, these are all. I think it's like,
shiny green blades.
Yeah, phase blades they have, though. What do they do to people?
They cut them off. They're
quite painful to get hit by.
On the tabletop, they don't even have different profiles anymore. They're all the same.
They're pretty horrible to fight against, though.
I mean, look at that thing. That thing looks awesome.
Yeah, they're very.
It does look cool. Would you be willing to put that in, like, A-tier, maybe next to the Guardian Spear?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't really know why these guys.
This is D tier. That's just a hand.
Just a hand with
blades
on it.
But it's kind of cool.
I did say it's kind of very similar to a lightning claw, but like fingers.
This is Wolverine. Like a, this is subject X.
That's not really a weapon.
Their hands just grew to look. They just look like that, bro.
It's not really a weapon, but it is. It's become their weapon because their X-Men body origins. does reshape to that.
That's more for the flayed ones. Like if we were doing like you know basic troop types kind of deal, flayed ones are going up there. But like their hands, I can't.
That kind of is the
up.
Weapon though. That's the only weapon they have.
Well, yeah, they are the weapon, bro. Like,
I don't.
Claws aren't that unique. I'm gonna be honest.
No one feels strongly about claws.
That's every Tyranid ever.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Tyranids, Colin. Cam gun. Ass cannon.
We're not really sure how to class Tyranids because all their weapons are basically poison or eggs.
Yeah.
So
eggs, beetles. Poison, or an appendage, or an orifice in this case.
I think
it's kind of cool though. I don't know if it gets to A tier. I don't know if anyone feels like that strongly about it.
I'm honestly fine in C tier.
Yeah.
Tyranid weapons look amazing and they're fantastic when they're part of the Tyranid.
Yeah.
When they're off the Tyranid, it's like,
Well, should we also put this fella here then? Because he's just got
that one,
like,
I think,
swords.
Honestly bumped up to B or even low A.
I guess what's their actual weapon made of? It's just carapace, isn't it?
Like, because that thing's like cool, chitin. And that's like the swarm lords, isn't it?
And
so
if it's from another galaxy.
Yeah,
the sword that he has, those are really cool.
Like, its whole thing is like, this is proof they've eaten at least one other galaxy.
Oh, another donation. Cool. Cribs and Glory.
the nails are biting. Me when I'm driving through a school zone.
Oh, now this one, the orc chopper. All melee weapons.
Chopper is at least A tier.
I also like to think that the squig is also involved as a weapon. Is it a squig?
As he should be.
Yeah.
It does remind me of the, it's rusty, so therefore it should do poison damage, like in Fallout. And
these guys are kind of
they're like electrified fists or something like that.
We got a lot of random ones on here and not all the
Blame
Hal ones somehow.
Blame Hal.
It's the most amount of generic ones we could find in certain factions. The Mechanicus ones are all just either Plasma or Bolter or the same thing.
Nikola Tesla is annoyed and he's going to kill you. That's the Mechanicus.
I think C tier, maybe. You can tell none of us care about this one, do you?
Parker Summerlin, $5 donation. Thank you. Gasps. Colin, Senpai noticed me, but he said my name wrong. Thank you for the $5.
If it makes you feel better, I've had people call me Connor most of my life, and when my last name gets involved, good luck.
Well, I mean, we've had Colleen or something like that. I haven't heard. People have been paying us to say his name wrong, though. But speaking of something we're going to hopefully do right this time, we're going to be doing another.
Oh, we are doing it?
Yeah, baby.
We're doing it.
A quick one.
A long last. I've secured.
Yes.
No, God.
It's different. Oh my God.
Yeah.
There's a couple.
Do you want to take the helm?
I'm just thinking. Just before we get started, should we get like the main ones out of the way first? Because that seems like that will save a lot of time.
All right. How about anything with Patchy the Pirate? Just put that in S tier.
Human bloke on the far right?
Yeah, it's Patchy the Pirate.
That's a SpongeBob movie. That's David Hasselhoff.
Yeah, that's David Hasselhoff.
Dude, put that in S tier.
Wait.
We're putting what? David Hasselhoff goes in S tier, right?
Dude, put him up there.
Yeah.
Where's Sandy? I can't see Sandy.
How is there a crossover between 40k enjoyment and SpongeBob enjoyment?
Bro, how is there a crossover between half the things we do on here?
It's organized chaos.
We did do a tier list where it's like animals we could beat in a fight.
Larry,
I've sat through like 5 hours of Dark Souls and Halo. It's my turn.
Hang on. That one's an S tier. Are we gonna have to put all of these? Oh, man, this is gonna be hard.
All the main characters are S tier. Honestly,
so we're gonna just put like SpongeBob, Patrick, Sandy.
Oh, is this a character tier list? I was looking at these and remembering the episodes. Oh man, never mind.
Larry's good at the top.
Put Pearl in A tier.
Yeah, Pearl. And, like, honestly, Pearl's kind of B tier.
Even I know who that is, and she's annoying.
What about the Pirate Man who is?
He's S tier. He's top of S tier.
He's a
can of SpongeBob without.
Is it actually Clancy Brown who also voices Krusty Krab? I think
I don't know.
From Detroit, Become Human, and Highlander.
That guy's in everything. I swear to God. He's like
Starship Troopers and all sorts.
I was looking at these screenshots and pulling out episodes they're from.
Yeah.
I just remembered that shit.
I think he's also the voice of Savage Opress from the Clone Wars.
Oh, yes. He's also Savage Opress. Yeah. Yeah. He's in loads.
Rest in peace to a real one.
Rest in peace.
All right, Orca, Larry, Lobster Lifting,
when we go through it, like, can you explain like a little about the character?
He's just a random guy who's like on the beach with Larry when he's lifting weights, living like Larry. Hand is S tier.
DJB saying, "I haven't watched an episode of SpongeBob since I was a child, bro." The same.
Welcome back.
I was telling TJB's because he sent me the Bob Le Sponge friendship thing. We watched an episode of SpongeBob in China, and it was Chinese SpongeBob is the greatest thing I've ever freaking witnessed, dude. It's so funny. Pickle guy, I don't remember his name, but he's
Kevin.
Kevin. He's mean to SpongeBob.
Kevin the Pickle.
He's mean to SpongeBob because he's a better jellyfisher, but then he gets zapped by the big giant jellyfish. He's B tier. He's there. C tier, honestly. C-tier.
Punch yourself in the face. Didn't that hurt? Do you want it to hurt, Kevin?
Oh, the bounty hunter from the SpongeBob movie is awesome. He has the giant spiked boots.
Bro, S tier, come on.
S tier for sure. Anything from the SpongeBob movie is S tier.
I've not seen
emotionally
it.
Where's King Neptune?
King Neptune.
Oh, middle left. Oh, no,
middle left. Far oh, left, King sorry. Neptune. There we go.
There he is.
This guy here.
Get him up there.
Bald.
All the movie guys. Where's Keanu Reeves? Is he in this? Where is Keanu Reeves?
That's unfortunate.
Oh, tragedy.
How is there no Keanu Reeves?
What do you mean?
I'll find him.
What, even I know he made a cameo.
Yeah. He's the tumbleweed.
Old lady fish. I don't remember anything about her.
D tier.
So yeah, D tier. They probably sell her chocolate, I feel like. Chocolate guy better be on here. Other generic
chocolate.
Fish guy. Generic
chocolate.
Fish guy is D tier.
Who was that? Wrong button.
Whoa, we're not done.
Generic. I know, I'm trying to do something else. Let me just find him. Hold on.
Where's this guy going?
Reeves. Let me just put him.
Oh, yes. That's from the new movie. The new movie is not goated.
No, but Keanu Reeves is goated, so he's going right where he belongs. He's breathtaking.
This guy's a Redditor.
Fish guy, it's
fish news. That's S-tier. A B tier.
What?
Not A?
Breaking news.
All right, that's A tier. He's not S tier. He is not S tier. Neither
cream,
is Ice.
Ice cream guy
ice cream
is funny.
Fish.
He's like C tier. He always gets mad at SpongeBob. SpongeBob trolls him.
D tier.
Yes. Like, okay.
I think I can see Hal's life draining away.
I feel like I'm in a weird like Twilight Zone thing where I'm like everyone's like, oh yeah, like I have a little strong opinions about SpongeBob and I'm sitting
bro,
like,
how you
watch,
think I'd be
I watch the
Dark
shit
Souls.
All the time.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like most people our age have played Dark Souls. Most people our age have not watched SpongeBob for a
you're
whole
living, you're living in the wrong age then, buddy.
Yeah.
True.
It was my shit.
I can't believe Eli this
just
guy's
turned
name.
17.
He's in.
That's Dennis.
Dennis.
It's Dennis. Yeah.
He's
Dennis
in like
goes
two
for
episodes,
D?
I think. But he's a
D
fun
for
villain.
Dennis.
No, that's not Dennis. Fuck. It's the Strangler.
That's the what?
It's the Strangler.
Yeah.
Tattletail Strangler.
Tattletail Strangler.
You can C tier at least for that.
Come on.
Jesus Christ.
Andy doesn't even know who these are, and he's putting the ranks for.
Yeah.
This is like Harold or something from the regular.
Yeah, it's when they buy the Krusty Krab. They franchise it.
Yeah, he's D tier, I guess. He's nothing
special. He's nothing.
King
the
King
oh my God, the stream is working again, gentlemen.
Yeah, King Jellyfish is A tier. He's King Jellyfish.
Is he?
He's King Jellyfish.
He shows up once.
Yeah, he's the king.
Put him in B.
Fine. SpongeBob's mom.
That's his mum?
Yeah.
I didn't know he had a mum.
What the hell? It's like a cookie.
It's a sea sponge.
Oh,
I also thought she was like a cookie.
B tier, sure. Like for SpongeBob's parents.
Boys Who Cry?
Boys Who Cry, S tier.
Boys Who Cry. S tier for Boys Who Cry.
We got Boys Who Cry.
I love how you say it, but you don't even justify
just like
why
us,
is
for
it.
Real, for real.
Because it's Boys Who Cry, bro.
Because everyone here either has no idea what we're talking about and no amount of explanation will help, or they're already on board.
I don't remember this guy's name.
I don't know, but I know he's going to kick SpongeBob's butt.
D tier for kicking SpongeBob's
butt. He's
going
to kick my butt.
SpongeBob's grandma.
Yeah, she's A tier. She makes cookies and stuff. She's better than SpongeBob.
She makes cookies.
She's A tier. She makes cookies.
Really good cookie. That's just the annoying
clam. The clam from clam. they try to save it from the like animal park or something. Like this.
No, it's when they throw a peanut at it.
Oh, and they try. Yeah.
You know, I said like I know Skyrim really well, like for no reason. This is your Skyrim.
Yeah, this is your Skyrim. Worm.
The bull worm. He's in one episode.
Dude, it's funny. The Aladdin.
Oh, wait, I forgot. It's what's his name?
Karen.
Back with her men's. Is the Mac her, got extended? More than no backside.
He's a life support.
Dude, paint him red.
Dude,
the
put the bull
red.
Worm at least to A tier. He's big, sure, scary, sure. And pink.
Yeah. Bubble Bass. Everyone knows who Bubble Bass is. He has A tier.
I don't.
He's got pickles under his tongue, bro.
He's got pickles under his tongue. Cool. This guy.
Guy guzzling cum?
He's not guzzling cum.
C tier for that. He's a frequent crusty crab customer.
That's definitely mayonnaise.
That's just a word.
This is the dog, like a dog.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the dog. Put him in D tier.
Yeah, Patchy the Pirate.
You put Patchy S tier. You put Patchy and his parrot Patchy together.
Yep.
Okay. Let's put them both at the top.
Above Keanu Reeves, together. Easily.
No, Keanu stays where he is.
That's also the guy who voices SpongeBob!
Yes, but
this is the problem when Andy's in charge of the list. It's Andy's list, and we're just a
you fucking put him up there.
He's above Keanu Reeves.
All right.
Very good. So is the parrot.
You put the parrot next to him. You put the parrot next to him.
What parrot? Where?
It's the next one.
Oh, here. Right, yeah. I see. I was like, I haven't put him
good
anymore.
Good man. All
did right. You know also the guy who played SpongeBob is in a Smashing Pumpkins video called Tonight, and it's him and his wife, and it's like all like. Not cyberpunk, it's all like what's it called where it's all like scary. Steam engines and stuff and steampunk. It's all flying engines, steampunk, and yeah, it's him and his wife as the main two characters, and I was like, there's a guy from SpongeBob in a Smashing Pumpkins video, it's good. Anyway,
Flying
Ghost
Dutchman.
Pirate
Dutchman is S-tier. S-tier. Awesome.
Flying Dutchman goes to S tier.
Davy Jones Locker,
put him above King Neptune. Come on.
Yeah, okay. He's a G.
Okay,
and then the ghost ship episode is funny. They go through the perfume aisle.
Who dis? Perfume department.
Who dis?
This is just random guy.
Dude.
Random fish guy. He goes with the orca, I guess.
Give him C tier for being.
Yeah, put him by the orca. Why is hand C tier? Hand is better than C tier, bro.
Is it? Where?
Put him at least A.
He uses SpongeBob to clean the bathroom one time.
Oh, cool.
A real bathroom.
Doctor.
Doctor, D for doctor, I guess.
Also, well, we got a comment saying Tom Kerry, Kenny was a goated Starscream voice as well.
Megatron is Starscream. A whip.
Hoopla. Oh,
hoopla. Yeah, hoopla.
He gets hit with a brick. Put him B for brick.
Yeah, B for brick. Cool. Monkey.
Gorilla.
It's the gorilla
that's disguised as Patrick.
Yeah, that's when SpongeBob won't come outside because he's afraid of the outside.
Yeah, he runs off on like a horse. Because SpongeBob's afraid that a gorilla's going to come out and tear him in half, and then Patrick
I really
gets
love
outside,
how you guys have an
himself, and it's the gorilla, and he tears SpongeBob in half.
Honestly,
I think he gets by Patrick.
It's because he broke his butt.
Eli, I'm not kidding. Have you ever considered doing a SpongeBob lore channel? Because you have like good knowledge.
You got to do at least one short for
that. Would be very funny. That could be
you gotta do
rules
it.
One. Oh man,
Grandma is
another grandma.
No way they animated saggy tits. No,
we're monkey.
You gotta do monkey. What you gotta do for the realism, bro. Bro, we just talked about perfume aisle. Look at that freaking ad right there. Look at
where
that.
Are we putting
that's
him.
Crazy. That's crazy. Insane.
Where are we putting him?
Put him in B tier.
Put him in B. For Barilla.
Grandma.
Grandma. C tier.
Yeah, C tier. And some funny guy. Chocolate.
Chocolate guy gets C tier. C for chocolate.
Chocolate.
It's C or B.
What am I B?
Eli, the final voice.
Yeah, that's fine. Mermaid Man is S tier.
S tier.
Evil!
Oh, it's this guy.
That's the guy who goes
my
leg.
My leg guy is S tier. He's iconic. He also died.
He's not even
no, that's A tier. They made a really bad episode about him in one of the later seasons.
Okay, yeah. But the later seasons don't exist, bro. They're not real.
Well,
they're not real.
My siblings were watching it because I have 10 years on one of them. All right. I had to see them at a certain point.
That's
not, Kenny G.
Yeah. when Squidward gets covered in paper mache and then gets like stuck in a exhibit with a bunch of weird creatures. And
no,
this guy's,
it was
what?
Cement, I think.
Yeah, cement. That's right. And he gets stuck in an exhibit with a bunch of weird creatures. Things. And this guy's playing his saxophone to... Oh, yeah, and he's like Squidward's favorite artist, too, I think. He gets a tier.
Is it actually Kenny G who voices it?
Probably. I don't know.
Or performs it.
Wherever JFK is, he gets... or JKL, I mean. JKL.
Oh, pardon me, that's Kelpie G.
Kelpie G. Is that okay for him? In A?
Yeah, that's fine.
I feel like this whole segment here is just DJ Beast.
That's the penny. That's the penny from when SpongeBob's stuck inside. It's one of his friends.
Take it away, Penny.
Where do we put Penny? And handkerchief and I don't remember. And
Chip.
Dust, I think. Chip. Yeah.
It was Chip.
Chip. Squidward.
Put Penny in C tier.
C tier.
It's funny.
Coin.
Squidward's
is this
S-tier?
Just Squidward?
I missed him. Half the population can relate to Squidward.
Why are they? Something's what happened weird. To the tier list there? What the
I
hell?
Don't know. I'm doing my best.
I've been fast to get this. Oh, yeah.
Is this guy?
Oh,
Man Ray.
He's in every
Man
meme. Ever,
yeah. He's S tier, bro.
In all those ones where it's like Nintendo, like, can I buy the game?
It's not available on Nintendo Switch.
But I'll buy it.
No.
Who this?
This is
I don't.
Neptune's
that's
daughter.
King Neptune's daughter.
When you're a little, you're a little kid, I mean, all I'm saying, bro, kind of bad. She kind of bad.
Mindy, my first thought was chlamydia, and I don't know why.
She put her with the other Nepo baby. There we go.
Miss Puff.
Who dis?
A tier.
Miss
Puff. A
tier.
Why SpongeBob?
Lady Fish. Who can see tier?
Random. D. The worms. Worms, the mealworms, the worms.
The nematodes.
The nematodes, yeah, they suck SpongeBob's house into nothingness. And then he has to move, but then he plants a seed and he cries on the seed. She is 14, I was also 14, all right? But the nematodes are cool.
Dude, the dirty bubble?
Dirty bubble's S tier.
Get him up there. Get him up there.
What are you even saying? Dirty bubble in S tier.
Put him next to
me,
right?
Okay.
Where's my drink, guy? Your drink? You didn't order a drink. I ordered. How am I supposed to eat my pizza without my diet, Dr. Kelp? Well, slams the door. Sponge? You okay, Sponge?
Sponge.
I feel so old, Hal. I've seen some SpongeBob. But hearing these two talk about it, I'm like, we are a different generation. And I feel like I'm missing
out.
Pizza.
When this was started,
pizza
this was
pizza for you and Krusty Krab.
Who this?
I don't know. That's fucking who cares.
Random fish lady. SpongeBob's dad.
SpongeBob's
dad.
Spongy's dad.
No, that's dad.
He's funny. He gets A tier. He's a funny guy.
He gets A tier. Okay.
And they sing the road song together.
Do you still watch SpongeBob and I?
When I got the chance, Adrian. My wife found the first two or three seasons, I think, of SpongeBob on disc at Walmart for like $10. So we got that.
Nice.
The fish bear, where they have to draw the circle and keep the...
That's the sea bear.
Beef a bear?
What attracts them? The sound of a sea bear attack.
This is random fish lady, D tier.
It's DJ Beast. It's crazy how many people you know are lobotomized.
Oh my gosh. Squilliam. Right. Squilliam Fancy Pants. Fancy Son.
Squilliam Fancy
son,
Pants.
Please.
There, at one point in my life, I had watched on my iPod Nano House Fancy, that episode, so many times that I could recite the entire episode in my head. I could watch it wherever I went.
Nice.
Gilded Doorknobs.
Yes.
Barnacle Boy. He goes
put him
right
up there next to Mermaid
Barnacle.
Man.
Right below Mermaid Man.
Where's Mermaid Man?
S tier.
Mermaid Man and Barnacle
the guy
Boy.
With his finger up.
S tier.
Okay.
Mr. Krabs' grandma.
A tier, I guess.
She swears it's
the
kind of
grandma.
Funny. That was old man Jenkins and his jalopy. Man, this is the atomic flounder.
The atomic flounder.
Mikhailov says, I am younger than them, I still feel lost.
Oh, you're too young. You got to be in like your early 20s to remember all the good
stuff. Early to mid-20s.
Yeah.
Would have been B-tier.
B-tier, yeah.
Okay.
This is like the salesman guy at the store.
It's bold and brash. Belongs in the trash.
Is it weird that I thought of Vault-Tec when I saw him? I was like, he looks like the guy from Fallout 4.
Yeah, that actually kind of fits.
Huh.
He's got one really funny line. Put him in C-tier.
Okay.
Doodlebob. All right. There was a Nickelodeon's Instagram story. They were having a tournament for who was the best character in SpongeBob.
What?
And Mermaid Man lost to Doodlebob, bro. I was in disbelief. None of these people watched SpongeBob, bro. They've seen Doodlebob on one meme, and they vote out Mermaid Man for a guy who did one episode. Mermaid Man was robbed.
Wait, did he win the whole thing or just that heat?
Yeah, he won the whole thing.
What?
D-tier.
D-tier?
A-tier.
I'm trying to help.
Can I describe this tier list as the Primaris Lieutenant?
This is how I felt during the Dreadnought tier list.
Yeah.
I think that's... it's Flats, the guy who beat up SpongeBob. That's his dad. Flats. Put him in D tier, who cares?
Yeah, he was whatever.
Old Man Jenkins.
S tier.
Old Man Jenkins.
The fact that you can name everyone of these doing is today? So impressive.
How many times?
I watched a lot of SpongeBob as a kid.
Patrick.
That's Rocky.
Pet Rock. He finishes the race, he wins.
Pet Rock, where's Pet Rock going?
S tier, bro.
S tier. Easy.
Oh, who's this fella?
Kid with ice cream.
Little Timmy.
Kid with ice cream.
Type of thing.
Who cares?
And this is the worm that SpongeBob and Patrick have to take care of, I think. And then it turns into a butterfly, and they're all terrified. And
they
like,
burn
the
down
ending.
Bikini
yeah.
Bottom. A for arc? A for going for a character arc?
A-tier's
sorry, fine. I don't speak Italian.
And there we go.
Wow.
Nice. SpongeBob. It's happened. We finally did it. And we rushed through it just for you guys.
We truly did.
Deadlift for the Bob.
The thing that's next is now the epic rap battles one that was gonna that's definitely gonna happen.
The one we've promised for a very long time.
You will not deny me my due.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, that was
that was fun.
That was a list.
It was a list.
That was very good.
Palm is equal SpongeBob enjoyment. Bold crimes do are a SpongeBob strike.
Does it bold crimes?
Bold crimes.
Jesus.
I just like how like Hal's head is cut off as you can just see his smile is like
I think I got that same cross necklace.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I just noticed that. Sorry.
Nice.
My God.
From my grandma.
Truly have forehead gang once again.
Deadlifts for the grandma.
Frodo mode.
Nice.
Taking top of the Isengard.
Feet tier list, bro.
Bro, we're not doing feet tier list. We're trying this is a reputable.
Feet tier list is more likely than Epic Rap Battles tier list.
If Eli had the SpongeBob, I'm having my Lovecraft tier list at some point.
This is my one tier list.
I think we had fun.
We all go.
I agree to these terms.
Next is the SpongeBob episode tier list. 1,000.
Yeah. 1,000.
One Piece episode tier list?
It's probably only like 200, I think.
Truly, we suffer.
One Piece?
Bro, we did every Horus Heresy book.
Every One Piece episode. Jesus Christ. Thank you guys, everyone who listened to whatever this one was. This was a weird night.
Yeah, this was a weird but fun one.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you, everyone who listened. Like, subscribe, all that. Loveliness. We got another iceberg effect one next week. I can't remember what we decided we were doing. We need to cover some fancy stuff though. I haven't done fancy for that one.
Fancy weapons. Eli. Fantasy character weapon. Galmaraz, Queen Bess, Explorer if you're still here. I didn't forget.
There's free forehead cam just for you guys.
Nice.
Truly, let's all get the foreheads going.
Hashtag only foreheads.
Across
there could be an advertisement on there.
Bro, you tell me I could fit a paragraph on this. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll catch you on the next bit.
Bye, everyone.
Something.
Bye, I love you.
SpongeBob's been great.
Fortnite next week.
Fortnite.
Oh, no.
Fortnite's coming. Oh,
bye.
And so am I.
Bye. Shut up. Oh, my God. An end.